Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby
Ball
Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. I'm starting to think Lunchbox is wearing off on him because now he wears sweatpants to work like he's going to the gym. Here he is, Eddie, everybody.
That's funny. Hey, guys, I've never, ever liked jelly beans. My entire life, people are like, oh, you want a jelly bean? No.
Not even the red ones or yellow ones?
None of them.
Because I hate the black ones.
The licorice ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no. I can do red and green, yellow.
No, they were all gross to me. I mean, I would look at them and be like, ooh, they're colorful. Maybe that tastes really sweet. I would chew it and I'm like, ugh, that has no taste to it. But I had one over the Easter holiday, and I was like, huh, I gave it a second chance. I like jelly beans. I ate like 10 of them. I'm like, these are really, really good. Maybe I'm maturing. My palate is getting more mature, but all of a sudden, I like jelly beans.
Wow.
Is that more mature?
I think that's an old age thing.
Is it?
Well, yeah. And then also, you haven't had Starburst jelly beans ever? Because that was my gateway.
I think this was a Starburst jelly bean.
Yeah, it's my gateway.
So is that different than all the other jelly beans?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
They're way better.
But I appreciate a good jelly bean talk like nobody else. But
the Bobby Bones Show talks about something boring.
Wow, yeah, you got that.
I got that one.
You got that one.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. This next guy shows us what buying stocks and acting have in common. He's not good at either one. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
I'm back. I'm back, guys. I was on the road the other night, driving, and the truck in front of me is all over the road. Swerving, and not even swerving,
I'm
more
back.
Like drifting. And I had to call 911.
Oh, he's back calling 911.
I picked
911.
Up the phone, and I said, 911, bleep,
come on.
Bleep. And first of all, I got put on hold when I called 911.
Immediately or after you said what it was?
No, immediately. It's like, please hold on, and we will answer your call when the next person is available.
He's
don't
on a
hang
list.
Up.
It'll he's on a list.
Oh, it shows
list.
Up. Yeah.
It's this guy again.
They're like, it's probably not
the trainee gets you.
They said it'll just take longer for your emergency to be answered if you hang up. And I'm like, I was on hold for like a minute and a half, I felt like.
Wow.
And then they would play me tones for the hearing impaired. I mean, I was like, all right, guys. So then I get on the call with the lady, and she's like, 911, what's your emergency? I was like, ma'am, I'm driving, and there is a drunk driver all over the road. I mean, swerving lane to lane, exit coming up, not going to take the exit. Last second, oh, take the exit. And then we're going up the exit, and it's like a roundabout, you know, the loop-de-loo ones where you go up and around, and he's going to go, and he just keeps going straight, two tires into the grass, and then he swerves back onto the road.
Man.
And I am going play-by-play for 911, and she's like, okay, cool, I'll let our officers know. Thanks for calling. Like, she was, like, annoyed with me. Never sent a cop. No one ever pulled him over.
You followed him how long?
He was driving the same direction I was driving. I followed him for probably about 7 minutes.
That's a significant amount of time to follow.
Are you sure he's going?
Because you always follow. Yeah. I know you just said he's driving the same direction.
The lady even asked me, she goes, sir, are you following him? I said, no, this is the way I go home.
Were you lying?
I may have taken an exit
exactly,
early
yeah.
to keep following, and I may have gone, like, a different direction once we exited to follow. But yes, I did follow for 7 minutes. I mean, just swerving all over. I mean, right off
did
the...
Did you tell them exactly where you were?
Exactly and where
they,
I was.
They never came?
Never came.
Why don't you citizens arrest.
No.
Yeah, you should.
You want to be a hero and make the news?
No. This is when it's 9:45 at night and people get crazy, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that. Not doing the old pull someone over.
Well, you want to make the news, citizens arrest, vigilante justice.
Who? I mean, like, the person, he would stop at a red light, and then when the red light would turn green, he would immediately go and start swerving into the other lane.
Yeah, that is scary.
I mean, the two tires going on the grass.
The fact that you set this all up about it being about you. I'm back. Wasn't about a drunk driver.
No. It was a drunk driver. But so then I'm like, do they really want you to call when there's a drunk driver?
I think you should. I think you made the right call there.
But she seemed to know. She was like, okay, I'm sure
they sent someone out. But yeah, you're right. There could have been a lot of time in the middle of them getting to where he was.
I don't know, man. You see cops all the time on the road. And then this, it's just like there's no one to be seen.
All right, I'm very sorry that... I'm sorry he was drunk driving, but I think what you want to hear is I'm very sorry that your 911 call wasn't appreciated like you hoped it was.
Both. I wish they would have got him.
Got it.
And I wish I'd have been appreciated.
He's back.
And my kids were asking me about, why are you calling the cops? Like, oh, he might be sick.
Following him with your kids in the car?
Yeah.
You were following a drunk driver with your kids in the car?
No, but I was way back, 200 yards back.
Moving on. Her water bill is still really high, and sometimes she likes to let out a good scream and have a good cry. Here she is. Amy, everybody. La, 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 la.
So... not too long ago, I talked about how I needed to go maybe see a hip specialist for my tailbone. But now I know I'm normal. Everything's fine. I saw a chiropractor, and coincidentally, I didn't see him for the tailbone. Seeing him for some other things, but then I brought up my tailbone, and he felt it and told me that I was normal.
But you have a tail.
Yeah.
How's that normal?
But you missed what he said at the end. He said, you're normal for an otter.
An otter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. They have tails.
Well, so he said nothing except you're normal?
I have seen this plenty. I said, well, some people said it could be a cyst and I don't want to have surgery. And he felt it. He goes, oh, no, this is definitely bone. This is bone. It's not a cyst. So we're good there.
So you have a tail. He just don't want to make you feel bad. It's not a cyst. It's a bone tail.
Oh, my gosh. Do I need to get him on the phone? He was very clear that I was normal.
Who felt it?
I did.
Is it normal?
I've never felt anything like that.
Okay, then it's
before.
Not normal. Okay. He was nice to you.
Nice,
okay.
Morgan.
I'm sure you...
But what is normal? I mean...
Exactly.
Oh, is normal normal?
Yeah, maybe.
Are we normal?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loved the movie Air, and he went to the theater, which is rare.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. And I was going to mention this, too, that one of the previews in Air was for a movie called Big George Foreman, which is about George Foreman's life. He was a boxer. He was a good boxer when he was young. He went to be a preacher for a long time, then came back in his 40s, like late 40s.
And he has the grill, too.
The grill's way later, but that's the same guy. Yeah. That's what my wife said, the guy with the grill?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but then he became world champion in like late 40s, 50.
Uh-huh.
Like, so Big George Foreman is a movie. I was going to talk about that. It's just coincidence Ray had that as the setup there. And then I was going to talk about this movie because Eddie brought up Bob Dylan in this segment maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
There was a really poor Bob Dylan song on, because I like some of Bob Dylan. And I was like, oh, this is garbage. And Eddie loves Bob Dylan. But I did see that Timothée Chalamet is going to do a Bob Dylan biopic.
Come on.
Where he kind of looks like him anyway. Much better looking. That Timothée Chalamet is a pretty good looking kid. But he's going to sing his own songs. And it's going to be Bob Dylan in the American music scene. And I think it's Bob Dylan, somebody that, unless you're into him now, you really don't understand what he meant to songwriting and culture back then.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most underappreciated culture creators in the 20th century.
Absolutely. He's a poet, protester. Yeah.
He was all of that. But Timothée Chalamet is going to play him, and he looks just like him.
This worries me a little bit, though, because when they do biopics, like, that's pretty close to the end.
Have they done any where people are alive? I think George Foreman's still alive. Rocket Man,
okay.
Elton John.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Pretty healthy.
Oof. I just think of, like, Johnny Cash and Ray, like, they were already dead. La Bamba, he'd been dead.
That was what?
He was... That happened quickly in his career.
Yeah. Yeah. Plane crash.
I know.
And young.
Terrible.
Yeah. Bob Dylan's 81 years old.
Oh, man.
But Timothée Chalamet will play him. Big George Foreman's coming out. And yes, Air, I give it 5 out of 5 Jordan 1s. Go see it. But I don't want to say go see it in theater. I had a miserable experience. Thank you. Let's get started with today's show. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. My roommate is one of those I don't trust doctors type of people.
And yet he's always got something wrong with him. It's an illness or a rash or whatever. Here's the messed up thing. He believes everything he reads on the internet. The other morning, he brought coconut oil in because he read it would make his jock itch go away. Literally, I'm sitting on the couch and I see him grab a handful of stuff and shove it down his pants. Mm. When I say, go see a doctor, he acts like I've just told him to light a newspaper on fire and then shove in his pants. Anyway, to the point, how do you talk to someone who's unreasonable and won't listen, even when it's in their best interest? I have to live with the guy after all. How do I get him to the doctor instead of him just always using the internet? Signed, annoyed by a roommate's WebMD degree.
My first thing would be like, well, this really isn't your problem.
Yeah, but if he lives with him, it becomes a problem because he won't shut up.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I do feel like the coconut oil might help,
though. Oh, boy, here she is. Okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't know how you get an adult person to go to the doctor. He's going to go when he's ready to go if he wants to go.
Okay, so here's the situation. Number one, he needs to shower. The first way to get rid of jock itch is to shower.
Is that right?
Yes. Secondly, yes, there are different things for feet, for your stuff. It ain't coconut oil. Use some with some chemicals. Here's all I'm going to say, though. You have to get somebody to tell him that he trusts. You're never going to convince him. So you got to have somebody pass that along that he values their opinion on stuff. Because he ain't going to believe anybody. You're seeing this now. He don't believe you. He don't believe doctors. But you got to have somebody, his dad, if he has a dad, is he a mentor? Whomever it is, you got to get to them, and he's got to tell them. Otherwise, he ain't doing it. People that are hard-headed only listen to a few people. I'm one of them. I listen to many people, to my detriment most of the time. But I do got a few people that I will listen to. If they're like, I believe this, I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying. And everybody else is like, we've been saying that too, but you didn't say it. This person did. The way to get to somebody is through somebody they trust and will allow to get to them. Hmm. It doesn't just have to be this situation. It can be
Anything. I know. Yeah, now that you say that, that is a good point, and it's really annoying.
What is?
Not about you.
Oh, I felt that was about me. No. I definitely felt that was about me.
No, right, actually, it's not about you at all, but that is good advice, because that's how I had that happen to me recently, where I literally, something came around where it was like, okay, I think this should be the plan, and I said, I just said that 6 months ago. 6 months
Again,
I waited.
I feel like this is me too. I don't know why.
No, it's not you.
If you can get to the person that has the ear of the person, it's better than actually getting to the person, because the person, this doesn't have to be jock itch boy here. Yep. This can be something else. The person's got 100,000 people coming at them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just talking about even me, for example. Like, you, it's hard, but if you see me and you're like, hey, do that, I might forget it in 10 minutes because something else. However, if for somehow you can get to Mike D and then he like believes in it, Mike D has my ear all the time. If Mike D says something, I'm like, oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Oh, that's how we do it.
You go to Mike D. Okay. Or my wife. You know, that's another way. So, but you have to, don't worry about getting to the person. Try to get to the person that the person trusts. And that's here.
That's it.
Did you just clap?
Yes, because that's it. That's how, but the annoying part is, yeah, when the person comes back to you and says, oh yeah, well, I was at dinner with so-and-so and they told me this. And so I think that's what we should do. I'm like,
why do you want the credit? I thought you wanted the result.
I'll take the result, but it's just frustrating. Exactly. Like, why when I say it, it means nothing?
It's not that it means nothing that you say it. It's just the person.
This isn't you.
Amy, I know, but like you're upset about
something. But I'm
something.
Also explaining why. That's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone right now, let's talk to David in Louisiana. David, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so it was crazy. I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm taking a flight to Hawaii, and I have a fear of flying. It's probably the longest flight I've ever taken. I've only taken five or six my whole life or whatever, and they're very short. So my wife's like, I don't know, this might be time for God. Try to call Bobby Bones, because he's a doctor. Maybe he can give you some therapy and give you some advice and help you through what's going on with all the anxiety.
More so, I'm someone who also hates flying and relates to your story, and I've flown to Hawaii I think three times. American Auto would fly us out there. Ooh, once I got sick. I got food poisoning on a flight to Hawaii.
Oh, that's long. Mm.
It is a brutally long flight with nausea, vomiting, indigestion. It sounds like a Pepto commercial, but I remember going into the bathroom, and as I'm so sick and I'm throwing up, I'm also cleaning the bathroom because I know I'm going to be in there a long time. So I'm taking soap, putting it on the paper towel, making it wet, and then scrubbing everything on the floor, on the toilet, just because I know I'm going to be in there for a long time. And I go out to the flight attendant, and I'm like, I'm so sick. Can you just make sure nobody comes in here? And she's like, all good. They had multiple bathrooms. It's a long flight. But other than that one miserable story, those flights are always tough for me because all the water. Because you're like, what if we go, this plane goes down. There's all this water. No one's going to fucking get eaten by sharks or there's nowhere to land it in case there is a problem. And I know I'm freaking you out more, David, but I'm telling you.
You're not helping.
I'm telling you what I deal with. I'm like, look at all that blue. You're telling me in all that blue, nothing's going to go wrong. And if we have to land for some reason in all that blue, what do we do? Well, what they do is they try to turn around if they're less than halfway. Or if they're more, they continue going. Or they do a water landing. But here's what I'm going to come in, David, and say, you're cool, is that I've never been in one of those where there's been an issue. I've flown over a lot of water a lot of times, never had an issue. I've not even heard of a single plane, at least an American incident, flying from the States to Hawaii where there's been something like that.
Come on.
I never. And I'm sure if you Google and look hard enough, there's something. But you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. What if someone said to you, David, today you're going to have a 1 in 10,000 shot of getting hit by a car. But if you don't get hit by a car, we're going to give you $500. Would you take that 1 in 10,000 shot?
I'm a big Lunchbox fan. I might take the money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's 1 in 10,000. You're probably not going to lose. It's even greater odds than that to fly over to Hawaii. So just do the math game. Whenever your brain's telling you all these things that aren't real, it's you reacting emotionally. I do the same thing. I think of all the worst case scenarios. What I have to do is present myself with real life data. And the real life data is nothing's going to happen to the plane. That thing, that plane, in and out all day, every day. Nothing ever happens.
And when you get there, it's all worth it. Aloha, baby.
Yeah, and then it's amazing, and then, but then you got to fly back.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's that.
Well, that's what I've heard, too, is helpful, is thinking, what are you excited to go for and focus on that?
Don't look out the window, especially over the water. I don't. Even though you can't see anything, I don't want to see all the water down there. Here you go. Three tips. Number one, just research how many planes have went down between America and Hawaii. The answer is going to be almost none. And with the hundreds of thousands that have done it, millions, the odds are you're good. Just doing math there. Secondly, don't look out at the water. Once you get out of land, I don't. We go down. I don't put the window back up until we get to where I can see some sort of land. That's two. And then three, you're about to be in Hawaii. And just know that, yeah, it's going to suck for a few hours, but who cares? All that few hours of just being like, oh my, this is miserable. It's going to be worth it once you land. They do this every day 100 times. I have no idea how they get that heavy piece of machinery up in the air.
No clue.
Everybody tells me we're cool, though. Trust science. You probably trust science in other parts of your life. Trust science with the flight. You got it, buddy. It's going to stink. I can't talk you out of you feeling all of your emotions, but I can tell you it's going to be worth it, and go for it, and don't think about it too much, okay?
You got it, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
All right,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Good guy. Love you guys. Y'all good.
Thanks, man. I hate flying, too. Oh, but it sucks. That water sucks. I look at that map, and it's all water, and I'm like, what are we going to do?
All water.
What are we going to do? I take extra floaties just in case in my bag. Blow them up if I have to. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, David, for calling.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Michelle, decided to run the River Bridge Run in Charleston, South Carolina with her daughter. It was a quality time thing. Go out, have a good time. Except for, well, they crossed the finish line and then she realized, oh, shoot, when they went to go eat lunch, I don't have my ID card, my bank card, cash, like all the things gone. So she thought, well,
gone. Did she lose?
Yeah, she lost them on the run somewhere.
She was running with all that?
And she decided that she was just going to go home and stay there the rest of the weekend depressed.
I felt that.
Yeah. Yeah. They decided to stay low. And then all of a sudden, knock, 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 there's someone at the door. And she goes, and it's this guy, Leon Sanders. Well, he found the ID, the bank card, the cash, and he was not going to give up until he returned it to her. And she said that, you know, she could get a new ID card. She could get a new credit card, bank card. You know, she could replace the cash somehow, work for it. But she said, what really was special was that his kindness, and when he showed up and he took the extra effort to get it to her, and that is not replaceable.
Leon Sanders. They call him Prime Time. Leon Sanders.
That's right.
That's funny.
I get it.
Yeah, why? Wow.
Deion Sanders, because he's Prime Time.
That's right. Prime Time is Leon Sanders. That's right. That's good. All right, good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What's a BBL?
Oh, Brazilian butt lift.
Guys are getting Brazilian butt lifts? What's a Brazilian? Okay, but what is it? What?
I don't know.
So let me check it out. Google some girls.
Oh, no.
He's on the
it
research.
It was for work. Yep. Here's the clip of them asking me.
Brazilian.
I'm sorry. 1.3 million men in America are getting BBLs, lipo, and ab implants.
1.3 million?
They're calling it a daddy do-over. What do they call?
Mommy makeover.
Got it.
Show me.
Daddy do-over?
It's called a daddy do-over because so many men are getting plastic surgeries now.
Inserted, ab implants.
A Brazilian butt lift removes excess fat from one area of the body and injects it into the butt. Why would a guy want to have a big butt?
Well, I don't have a butt at all, so I'll take a little butt.
But that's okay.
There we go.
What do you mean? No. Like, people have mentioned I'm flat-butted.
But that's okay.
I'd like a little plumpy there.
But it's okay that you don't have a butt. You don't look too for your butt.
I get it.
You would have surgery to get a little plumpy?
No, I'm just saying, if you said, Eddie, like, happy birthday, I want to give you a surgery.
If I paid for it, you'd get a Brazilian butt lift?
I'd plump up my butt a little bit.
Oh, get him a BBL.
How much does that cost?
Oh, my gosh. I will call today.
Yes. Please do. We'll find out. Please do, because this might be something I'm willing to splurge on.
I'm down, dude. I'll take it.
Lunchbox, if you're doing BBL Google image, you have to look at men, because that's what we're talking about.
No, he's got women.
The average cost of a Brazilian butt lift. Eddie, we may not be doing
that. That's too much.
No, I'll call. I'll find out. We can get a discount.
Find out. You can get butt implants, though. The average price for butt implants is $5,280. Brazilian butt lift, according to this, is $4,800.
Woo, that's pricey.
That ain't something I'm willing to throw down.
No, $4,800, we could GoFundMe, and people would pay for this. Like, we would do this, and listeners would get behind it, and Eddie would have to get a Brazilian butt lift.
I never cared about my butt.
Well, because you have a pretty good butt.
Eddie, what are you saying?
Thanks,
buddy.
I don't have a butt at all.
Look at Bobby's butt.
Well, you know, we're together all the time. You
look at his butt?
Sometimes.
We work out 3 times a week together.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he has to look at your butt.
Well, let me finish. In the nude.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, what's your favorite pair of pants on him?
There have been a silent surge of male plastic surgeries over the past 20 years, and what some people are saying, it's the daddy do-over trend. But of all of these, BBLs, lipo, and ab implants. I guess I wouldn't want ab implants.
What does that do? Just give you six pack?
I just draw that. I can just draw that with a marker.
Every day.
Yeah. Who cares about that? But lipo, doesn't that suck out and show your abs?
Yeah, so that's probably what they're getting at the same time, I would assume.
You take all these pictures down of guys in G-strings. He's pulled up, he's showing me what it is, and it's just all these dudes in G-strings. And it's the doctor pages, but I'm good. I'm good on all that. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Guy said I was working out so hard I still couldn't lose my stomach fat. I was 284, now I'm 220. I take them everywhere I go. I don't know.
Take what? His new abs?
There's not a lot of face stuff on this. I thought there would be more face stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be cool too. I've seen jawline.
Ooh, you have to break a jaw to do that?
I would love a jawline.
I don't know.
All right. Ask how much that is, Lunchbox.
Jawline?
We turn Eddie into like a Mexican kin. Mexican kin doll. Man, that would be awesome. This guy, Brian Johnson, he's 45 years old. He's an anti-aging mogul. He says he's invented this thing that basically in 30 minutes, it'll make it feel like you've done 20,000 sit-ups. Like your body, not be so exhausted like to die, but it makes your body feel like it's done that much work.
That's amazing.
Oh. It's a device as part of a anti-aging protocol. In the video he posted, a shirtless Johnson was filmed strapping himself and his midsection right to the device, which appears to stimulate the core muscles and putting on its highest setting. He said, what it feels like is that it pulls your entire stomach out and then rips it out.
Mm. Oh.
He removes the device to reveal his stomach muscles and tout the latest progress. He's a software developer who's very rich. He sold something to eBay for $800 million. Uh-huh. And now his whole goal is biohacking. So he spends $2 million a year. He has 30 doctors, medical experts, and they're trying to figure out how to reverse the body's aging process, but on him. He claims his philosophy, which includes a very strict diet, a rigorous exercise schedule, and rigid sleep routine, have given him the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the fitness of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but he doesn't look young.
Well, let me see a picture of this guy here.
Yeah, check him out. He looks old.
Brian Johnson.
Fixed.
Well, that's the lead singer of AC/DC, Eddie. That's Angus.
Wait, how?
Oh, he looks like a vampire.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like an old dude that's trying to look young.
Yeah. Can you show me another picture, Mike? I don't want to judge him off one picture, but yeah, you're right.
And I judged him off one picture, obviously. I didn't look at more.
He definitely doesn't look.
Did you like his butt, Eddie?
Nah, it didn't show his butt.
Oh.
He's ripped, but he looks like a vampire. Like, he's so pale, I guess he wants to stay out of the sun, too.
Mm. What's his real age again?
45.
Okay.
And he has that weird hair length where it's like he doesn't want it long, but he doesn't want it short. It's like kind of in that middle purgatory ground where it's like, bro, you got to do something. You got to go one way or the other. Like, don't just leave it that length. That's the bad length. but he's got this sit-up machine. Ugh. Remember when we'd go to the gym as kids? If we ever went to the Y, I would go to the Y every once in a while. Like, my aunt had a membership, and they would put this, you had this strap you put on your butt, and you push the button, and you the strap it. Just go.
Yeah, my neighbor had one.
What was that ever supposed to do?
I don't know. I think.
Because whatever it did, it didn't do.
I don't know. They say you just stand there and it shakes you, and it somehow was burning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's a bad word.
Somehow it was burning fat.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a guy in Texas. His name is Scott. And Apple's Find My iPhone app is sending people to his house because they, you know, they've lost their phone. And somehow his home keeps popping up for people.
I would check whomever Scott used to date. And if they work at Apple, they've programmed people to go to his house and bother him over and over again.
Hilarious.
That would be hilarious. If, like, Scott's jilted lover works at Apple and keeps sending everybody to his house, what do they say is the problem?
I mean, people are showing up and they're angry because they think he must have stolen their phone or something. Apple, he's reached out to them. They're trying to figure out what's going on, but they don't really know.
Yeah.
He's,
check his dating history.
Scott's, like, getting the news involved. He's trying to get the word out there so he can get some help. But here's some audio of an angry person that showed up. This is from his Ring camera.
Had to wake up and go answer the door and explain to them that I don't have their device. And people don't tend to believe you.
Well, the cops are on their way over here, so you may want to come talk to me before they come here.
There's plenty of irrational people in the world that if they're angry, if they're drunk, if they, you know, have had a rough night and they lost their phone and thought it was stolen, that's my biggest concern. Someone coming to the house, potentially with a weapon.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Uh-huh. He has two young kids.
Poor is dude. That somebody's upset, and if that upset person happens to not be of sound mind or just angry, it ain't gonna end good. Poor Scott. Justice for Scott.
Yeah, me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What else?
Well, sometimes you don't get good sleep. And so I have how you can kind of undo that for yourself.
How you can undo bad sleep?
Mm-hmm, the negative effects.
Time machine?
No. Maybe try to schedule some exercise for that morning that you get bad sleep.
No, because I've been fighting going back to sleep, and I don't want to waste time that I could fall back to sleep going to exercise.
Well, it says here it's probably the last thing you're going to want to do, but it will definitely help. So maybe just get up and do like a 5-minute dance.
Not coming into this place.
Do you ever do morning dances?
No.
What in the world?
No? Okay.
No.
Nope. Just moving on.
All right. Do not take a nap. You're going to be tempted. You're going to want to do it, but if you can, avoid it.
Okay. I would say I only take a nap if I have something later to do that evening and I've got no sleep and I have to go perform or something at the Opry or wherever. I will grab a nap because I got to be focused at like 7 p.m. But yes, naps keep me up that night and keep me in a bad cycle.
You also need to avoid sugary carbs. You're likely going to be craving this.
We love it. We love sugary carbs.
Love it.
I know. I do too. But it's just saying if you want to undo the effects of the negative sleep.
Although I've had no sugar or carbs except for the one half piece of birthday cake in a month and a half.
Good for you, man.
So I've really, really chopped that out. As far as like the bat, ooh, man, I love it though. I need more. I need Pop-Tarts. I need ice. I need it all.
Don't be tempted to perk yourself up with coffee, like extra excess or more coffee. Like,
okay.
I love coffee. I'll drink it up. And then break the worry cycle. They say that's actually what makes you feel worse is worrying about how you didn't get sleep.
No, what makes you feel worse is not getting sleep and feeling like crap. Yeah, what else?
I have the 5 debut albums that changed country music. In at 5, Wide Open Spaces by the Chicks.
Yeah, massive, of course.
It sold more records than all other country groups combined in 1998.
Yeah, and changed all of music for 20 years after that. Yeah, what else?
Storms of Life by Randy Travis in 86.
I mean, I know it, but I don't know how revolutionary it was because I was a teeny tot.
They say it revived the classic country sound.
Got it.
1984, Why Not Me by the Judds. Why not me
on a rainy day?
Had 4 number one hits on it. Then at number 2, Connie Smith. Until
now, oh, yeah. I know Connie. Connie's awesome. But again, I don't understand the significance of the time because I wasn't there. I just know how good the music is and how good it was.
This is 1965, and Once a Day was the first country debut single by a woman to hit number one.
Okay.
So it's significant there.
And
then at number one, Johnny Cash with his hot...
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. What?
His hot and blue guitar.
Yeah. I don't know this guy. Must be a new artist.
That's pretty good, though.
That is pretty good. I think this sounds really going to make it, guys. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
You guys can spend more time in the sunshine. So we're talking about the weather being better. Less time in the kitchen. You want to be outside. HelloFresh has got you. HelloFresh delivers everything you need to savor the spring season. New boxes constantly, but all these choices as well. So you never get bored. Me, Lunch, Eddie, Ray, we all use HelloFresh. It is so easy because all of the ingredients come right in the box, fresh, and there are cards. And for me, this is what sticks out to me. The cards actually tell you how to cook it. I'm not a great cook. Quality ingredients, too. Travel from the farm to you in less than 7 days for freshness that you can taste. Eddie, what have you got lately?
Oh, I got the Santa Fe pork tacos. Delicious. And my kids, they think I made it and, like, made it up myself, so they think I'm really good.
Well, you didn't make it, though.
Well, yeah, but Hello Fresh did. They gave me all the ingredients.
Just, like, hide the box.
Look for new quick and easy meals, including new fast and fresh options ready in 15 minutes or less. Sign up today for 50% off, plus your first box ships free with the code BONES50. HelloFresh.com/BONES50. 50%. That's the code BONES50 at HelloFresh.com/BONES50. HelloFresh.com/BONES50, the code. That's right, BONES50.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 3-month-old pup named Dozier was taken in to the Bayou Animal Shelter in Dickinson, Texas. And they're like, we don't know what's wrong with it, but the puppy will not walk. So there was some sort of unknown condition, and the puppy could only kind of drag himself. Again, only 3 months old. So they get up. They go, okay, this is Dozier. They put him online. They say, anybody want to adopt him? Anybody want to help him? So people just started sending him money. And so they got about $1,000 for a puppy wheelchair. I wonder if you grow out of a puppy wheelchair and you have to get like a middle dog and then an old dog wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or can you just like expand it?
Oh, well,
that would be the way to do it.
They should make those expanding wheelchairs. But Dozier, you know, able to walk around in the wheelchair, learn pretty quickly. They don't know if he's going to make a full recovery, but with the wheelchair, he is able to move around, and they're just grateful for the support of the community. You know, my dog's been doing water treadmilling. Have you seen the videos on his account?
No.
Do you follow Stanley?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Mr. Stanley Bones?
I need to do that right now.
He only has one more therapy session, and who knew dogs had therapy? But he gets on a water treadmill, and the water's like up to like his chest, and he's got two torn ACLs that have been repaired, and he just walks on that treadmill in the water.
He's working hard.
He is, and you're like, how do you get a dog to walk on a treadmill? Yeah. Well, you put him in water and you put him in a box, and they have no choice because when the treadmill goes, they got to go with it.
Interesting.
But he's like, this sucks while he's doing it. But shout out to everybody who stepped in and helped Dozier. I mean, you gave the dog a shot, and I bet you somebody adopts him now. And I love stories about that because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.